Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
When we sit and sort of analyze the cycle, it's so simple to go, yeah, why can't you just sort of put, you know, the failure stuff aside and really hear? But I'm telling you, see, that's where Satan hooks me.
Yeah.
And so when I feel like I've made a mistake just from all the stuff in my past, that's just the button that I'm really sensitive to. And so that's the stuff that I get hooked around, is feeling like I messed up, feeling like I made a mistake, feeling like I failed. And that just, that's been there for many, 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 many years.
Does it shrink over time though?
No? Yeah, probably. I mean, I think I'm less sensitive to that now. And I handle that a little bit better, but I tell you, Susie, that I still get hooked by that one in weird ways.
And you're not alone. I mean, you're not alone. Yeah. And you list other buttons. And if you don't mind,
I'm not a weirdo. Is that what you're saying?
You're not like covered in buttons.
I look like a Christmas tree walking around.
Like a sock all lit puppet. Up. You're a sock puppet. Anyway, I'm
never
sorry.
Heard that one, but yeah. I'm not going to argue because okay. You'll want to fight me.
All right, hook you. All right, so talk about a few other buttons for people listening today going, okay, maybe invalidation doesn't trigger me or failure, but maybe it's a feeling of being protected or secure, or like my situation isn't in control, or what others?
Yeah, you know, the in Ephesians 5, it does such a great job of talking about that the wife should respect her husband. So for a lot of guys, it's feeling disrespected. It's feeling controlled. It's feeling helpless, powerless, feeling that we're inadequate, that we're not good enough, that we'll never measure up. See, a lot of that is where I get triggered, and I think a lot of guys do. Interesting, and again, Emerson Eggerichs wrote that great book, Love and Respect, and so I would say that those two are some of the biggest buttons. So for a lot of women, we see this, that feeling unloved, feeling worthless, feeling devalued, feeling unimportant, rejected, abandoned. You know, they're all just deeper emotions that growing up in this fallen world of ours, that we've just somewhere along the line, I believe actually if you look beneath the button, I mean, we don't have all the time to talk about this, but what I really believe is that these buttons, these sensitive areas of our life came from lies that have been written on our heart. So for me, somewhere along the line, Satan just was able to write that you are a failure, that you'll never measure up, you know, like there, you know, like even with my dad, I mean, they're so easy to hook me into if you know, someone will come up and say, hey, you know, man, tell your dad hi, I love him, he's done such great ministry. And there's times where I'm just standing there going, I'm in ministry too.
And they're probably at your event for them to be able to tell you that.
Exactly. That's totally right. At my event, holding one of my books saying, hey, and by the way, tell your dad. Which I get to, I mean, that is so, that's my stuff. That's not about them. But I'm just saying, Satan has used that kind of as this, you'll never measure up. You'll never be as good as he was or whatever. I mean, it's just simple stuff like that that has hooked me over the years. And that plays out in my marriage.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.